Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Dr. Atolabe, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, and how are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Doc. And how are you doing?
I praise the Lord, I'm doing well.
Definitely, definitely grateful for that. Now, where we're talking about detoxification, detox diets, which are actually more popular than ever these days. And these diets claim to cleanse one's blood and eliminate harmful toxins from the body. However, it is not entirely clear how exactly do they do this and what specific compounds they're supposed to eliminate and if they actually work as well. Now, Doc, what scientific evidence, if at all, supports the claims of detox diets for removing toxins and providing long-term weight loss?
There's none. There's no scientific evidence.
There's none.
There's none.
Oh.
From my studies and all that I've been able to glean, there is no scientific study.
Oh, okay.
That supports it.
Mm-hmm. Now, my goodness.
It's all over the place, as you said.
Yeah, yeah.
It's one of those fads.
Yo.
With a lot of misunderstanding around them. Detox diet, detox teas. Do they remove toxins from the body? Not as claimed by all these popular sales and propaganda. There is no credible scientific evidence that detox diet or teas can remove toxins from the body, as they claim. No evidence that we can put out and reach. No peer-reviewed evidence to show that they work.
My goodness. Okay. Now, please do explain the potential risks then associated with highly restrictive detox diets, such as those involving prolonged fasting or relying solely on juices.
Yes, these products are detox, they say. Personally, I've worked with people who have dabbled into it, and they have almost paid with serious consequences because they are usually a quick fix preparation. You don't know what is inside, even if it's in the capsule, if it's powdered form. You don't know the chemicals, just as you don't know the compounds. You don't know what is there. They don't even want to tell you because they can't support it and they don't want you to know. And because I have personally witnessed this, I know for sure that an example is not something that should be used. One, they cannot actually define what this detoxification is all about.
Okay.
Most of the time, they are laxative or diuretic. And so when people start using them, they will feel less bloated.
Mm-hmm.
They will feel light. They will be happy. That's about it. But once they continue to use it, they can get used to it and become dependent on it.
Okay.
And that is even if it is a little safe. But in the long run, those who especially use it for weight loss, they will gain the weight back once they start eating regularly as they were eating before. So it does not have the essential nutrients that the body needs. So many times those who stay on it for so long, they get very sick at the end of it. And they can't tell anybody as such. They can't sue them. They can't do anything because there's no claim to it. You buy it, and most of the time it's over the counter. It's not prescribed. And even if it is given by a natural path, it is taken at one's own risk. It's not regulated, and it's not safe generally for the body. And because it's not regulated, you risk contamination, unsafe ingredients. As I said, you don't know what is there. So you don't know what exactly you are taking. Does it detoxify? No, it cannot. Because God, in his own infinite mercy, already provided a method or methods, channels of elimination that God already put in our body system to get rid of waste. And that indeed is what can detoxify. The body is constantly detoxifying itself. So we can mention a few organs. The liver is the key factor in detoxifying the body. It filters blood. It breaks down toxins like alcohol, drugs, and so on. And that is why when people take all of these drugs and alcohol, they overwork their liver until the liver is destroyed, because it will keep on working to detoxify. But when it is overloaded, and some of these so-called detoxifying herbs or whatever, they do injure the liver.
Mm.
So another organ in the body that will detoxify are the kidneys. Mm-hmm. They also filter blood to remove waste and excess water via the urine. Mm. Then the lungs, they expel carbon dioxide and some volatile toxins, and the skin eliminates small amounts of waste via sweat. I teach channels of elimination, not detoxifying as such from herbs, but the body itself detoxifies itself. How can we help the body to detoxify itself? When we adopt evidence-based lifestyle habits that will support the body's natural detox system. Those three organs or four organs are the primary ones that detoxifies. And we don't help these organs by putting those substances that we don't know what they are just to give us a laxative effect. Now, one medical doctor that I know in Battle Creek of the olden days, if I can call it olden days, Dr. Killon, he recommends that we do not use laxatives.
Okay.
And he worked with people, natural healthcare, in the Battle Creek Sanitarium in the 19th century. And a lot of people were helped. So what do we do? We should drink enough water that is enough. We're well hydrated. Generally recommended 8 to 10 glasses of water for most adults. But usually it is good to calculate using the weight. Mm. Then a high fiber food, vegetables, fruit, whole grains, avoiding alcohol because it makes the liver overwork as it's trying to get rid of the residue of alcohol and the effects of alcohol. And we should limit processed foods to the minimum. Eat more high fiber natural foods. Get regular exercise. Sleep well. Recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep at night. Mm-hmm. And being in bed that we are asleep by 10 p.m. Avoiding smoking and environmental toxins. These are the ways we can support our liver. These are the ways we can support the kidney so that they can do their work very well. If we use what is called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, that is the analgesic and the antipyretics to reduce fever, well, the liver will do the detoxification to a large extent. But when we continually use these things, we want to avoid overworking our liver, overworking our kidneys, so that they can do their work of detoxification. And all of these detox, I do some cleansing if a patient is very sick, a day or two of cleansing. And what do we use for cleansing? Natural foods.
Yeah.
Vegetables, fruit, a lot of fruit intake if the person is not having insulin issues, especially if the person cannot be monitored by a physician. Then we use a lot of vegetables because it has a lot of fiber. Then that will help the body to help get the work done.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things that are put together as special detox tablets or something, my brother, essentially they are for marketing. They are for sales tactics, and that is what those who use them.
Mm.
In my training school, I have individuals who come, they want to learn natural health care. But many, many times, what they really want to learn is how to make up some of these type of money-making detox things. And when they don't get it from me, sometimes they are disappointed. And they may not even stay the duration of the training. because I was not taught that way. I was trained to use natural foods to help the body stay strong and healthy and not to mix up things that would be used for sales. I mean, I was not trained to use natural healthcare to make money, but many people, they want to use it to make money. And for those people, they get disappointed whenever they come to me and want to learn, how do you do it? And there are many things that are going on in this world, but we have to be very careful.
Yeah.
Is this science, peer-reviewed, evidence-based things that we are doing? It's very, very important that we keep that in mind. As for detox things, tablets, concoctions, and so forth, they have resulted in a lot of problems. I have had individuals call me, what can I do? They may just be running stool until their electrolyte levels are getting low and their calorie restriction is affecting them. And all of these things, they can destroy the body system. Heaven knows, maybe we have lost some people, who knows, that have gotten into these things. They won't tell. But once they rush them to the hospital at the last minute, some are still saved. But it's not a good idea to go on any of these detox substances as a way of health, because they do not give health at all. It's a means of just for some people to make quick, fast money.
Mm-hmm.
For those people who are desperate, especially for those who want to lose weight very quickly.
Mm.
When people tell me, I have a wedding in a month or two, and I want to lose so and so pounds, I will say, are you sure you want to attend the wedding? I said, because by then you will have the strength to even walk. I said, no, I don't do that because it's very harmful. It's going to hurt you.
Mm.
You may lose the weight truly, but then you lose life. And what's the point of losing weight when you don't have a life to live, to exactly. enjoy what you want to go and enjoy?
Mm. Mm.
So, my dear brother, that is what I have found out. That is what I have seen in my little knowledge of working with people and trying to help them one way or the other in terms of health, in terms of usually losing weight. That is the thing that people actually get into all of these things for.
Yeah. Now, thank you so much. Now, how would one create, because you talked about the eating plan, it's got to be sustainable, doc, and long term,
yes.
Especially for, especially for a patient that is really focused on cleansing their body without really resorting to all of these unnatural, options.
Yeah, very true. So what is recommended and can be sustained, as you mentioned, is a long-term program of health reversal. And the 8 simple laws of nature, eating natural foods, that is, the one that God gave us in the garden when he created man, grains, whole grains, whole fruits, whole vegetables, some seeds and some nuts, as diverse as we have them, using them as nutrition and eating good, at least 2 meals a day, most 3 meals a day, not more than 3 meals a day, with the third one definitely being the most sparse in terms of the amount of food and the type of food.
Mm-hmm.
Then drinking enough water, adequate water, waking up in the morning, drinking water before breakfast. I mean, the body will start cleaning up itself. The water will be absorbed. It's not that we drink water and then it washes out the gut. No.
Yeah, yeah.
It's being absorbed into the body system. The blood gets it, sends it to all parts of the body, the brain and all the rest. And then we get involved in adequate exercise. Most people need 30 minutes of brief walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
If up to 1 hour as you build up, fine. That exercise really rejuvenates the body. Wonderful way to get things moving. That the good food that we eat, we exercise, it's well digested, well absorbed, and we don't take poisonous substances, alcohol, cigarette, highly processed food. Mm. They don't help the body. I mean, there are times when we will need to take some processed food. But if we sustain our life, sustain our life on highly processed food, then we are going to ingest a lot of problems into the body that the body will be finding it difficult to digest, difficult to get rid of because they have become waste in the body.
Mm.
But when we take a lot of fiber, the body will get enough to do the digestion properly, absorb the nutrients properly, and then use the fiber as the bulk to get rid of waste out of the body on time.
Mm.
Accumulation of waste in the body with a sudden one substance will give a laxative effect, yes, but that does not solve the problem.
Mm.
The problem has been absorbed into the blood, and we will need time, long-term time, for these nutrients from the fruits, from vegetables eaten at the right time, and enough water to digest our food properly and to nourish ourselves.
Mm.
Not just something that runs through the gut, the gastrointestinal tract, throws everything out. That does not solve the problem. So we need good nutrients that will have the essential nutrients that will nourish the cells. You know, the smallest units of the body are our cells. Mm-hmm. When the cells are nourished, the body will be in the best of health.
Mm.
Excess fat will be taken care of naturally. The body will return to what it's supposed to be, good health and sleeping on time. I mean, eating late at night will not give good sleep at night. Mm. So it is very important that all these things be kept in mind. You know, the love that we have for this body that God has given us should help us to take care of it very, very adequately.
Mm-hmm.
Intemperance in anything will cause problems for the body. So intemperance usually leads people to take these detox portions, thinking that they can just solve the problem quickly. Then they go back to what caused the problem in the first place.
Mm.
It's like opening tap. And the faucet is running and running over the sink, and we are mopping the floor, but the water is still running there, and we keep mopping the floor. It's of no use, but rather lock the faucet, get rid of the cause of the problem, then begin to eat right and give your body time to heal itself. That is the best way for the body to work. It will heal itself when the proper nutrients are put into this body that God has given us. The body will heal itself.
Mm.
And with that, we'll enjoy. We'll be happy. I mean, on detox system, the mind is still sad because you are running to the toilet too many times in the day. You can't go out. So it is usually used at night so that throughout the night, it's visits to the bathroom. There's no good sleep with that. But long-term use of the proper nutrients that is in nature will give us what we desire. And that is life. That is good health.
Mm. Man, Doc, thank you so much. We've run out of time. I wanted to actually just pick your mind on, you know, because you mentioned highly processed foods a few times. And, you know, I just wanted to zoom into that a little bit because many vegetarians take options. And I noticed that actually, what seems to be an option is highly processed food, but we don't have time for that. We'll probably delve into it and really dig much deeper into it some other time. We'll probably talk to the producer to arrange that. But thank you so much for the afternoon.
You're welcome. The Lord bless you. Have a beautiful Sabbath.
Thank you. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.